This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We're connecting with Wendy Christine. She's a health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. For all we know, this morning she's sitting with a cup of herbal tea in her hand. Good morning, Wendy. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Brad. I am well, thank you.
Good, good. So this is just the right kind of weather today with this cold front upon us, rain a few hours away, storms coming. We're all looking for something warm to hold in the hand. We all know that coffee is delicious but might not necessarily be the best for all of us. So what about an alternative, particularly something in the evening that's not going to keep us awake? Herbal teas might just do the trick.
Yeah, so herbal teas are a very nice alternative and a nice warm drink. In winter, it's a good way for us to increase our fluid intake in a warm way because, you know, not many people like cold water in winter. So, yes, they're quite versatile and there's so many available.
And that's, I guess, part of my question this morning. We are seeing so many of them. Some are getting it in a bag out of a box. Some of them being blended with other teas and other things you could just make yourself with some of these natural ingredients, slice off a piece of fresh ginger, just like we spoke a few weeks ago, and make your own sort of concoction. But apart from being warm and maybe finding the flavor that you like, is there any real health benefits in herbal teas?
Well, yes, there would be, because each herb or whichever herbal tea that you choose has its own unique benefits. So, for example, if we took chamomile tea, that has that calming, soothing effect. Hmm. So each of the herbs or the flowers or whatever it is would have some medicinal benefit.
So can you name some of the ones that are your favorite? Which ones do you like?
So I like chamomile tea for its calming effect. I like ginger and peppermint. Hmm. Echinacea is a lovely one as well. And then jasmine.
So I know you've mentioned echinacea when we've spoken about what should be some of the basic supplements that you have in your house. And one of the ones that you brought up was echinacea. We know you get them in drop form. Would you get the same or similar benefits if you were to enjoy some echinacea flower in a herbal tea?
It would be a much milder benefit. Ah. Obviously, your supplements are compounded or there's an amplified effect in a supplement. But you would certainly get some benefit. You know, for the benefit of soothing the throat, for helping to get you over that cold, the warmth, there's so many other things that go with having a cup of tea as well. You know, there's an emotional attachment to a cup of tea for many people as well.
Yeah.
So I think that's also healing in itself.
Yeah, you sort of see that almost like a typical TV advert scenario where you know, you're sitting cross-legged somewhere looking out the window with a scarf around your neck, holding the cup in two hands with your eyes closed. You know, that's sort of
that's
that kind
right.
of...
That's exactly it.
So you've mentioned a few of your favorites, chamomile, ginger, peppermint, echinacea, and jasmine. Speak to us a little bit about them. I mean, how does that look if you were to make the tea yourself? And what are some of the benefits of your favorite teas?
So chamomile tea is actually made from the flower of the plant. And it's a nice, calming, nervous system support tea. So at the end of the day, before you go to bed, especially if you have a problem with sleep, not too close to bedtime if you have a problem with your bladder.
Yes.
But, you know, in the early evening to enjoy a cup of chamomile tea, it really can help for anxiety and for sleep. It also has some anti-inflammatory and antibacterial properties and is supportive of your liver and blood sugar balance. So it's a nice all-rounder and one that is very easy and mild to drink. You know, so it's not one that people don't like.
Yeah, and let's just quickly, before you continue with your other teas, because I think chamomile is quite a common one and one that many people enjoy. I don't like herbal teas because I don't like all of these unusual flavors. I'm a bit boring that way, but I do love a chamomile tea. How we sweeten it, I guess, is also going to play an important role.
Yes. So the minute you add a sweetener or milk to any of these teas, you almost take away from its benefits. So it is most beneficial in its natural form.
Mm.
But if you need to sweeten it, you can sweeten it with a small amount of honey or something else that would be more like coconut sugar or something that would be more nutritionally beneficial. Mm. But at the end of the day, remember your sugars always count as carbs.
Yes.
So they could potentially unbalance your own blood sugar metabolism. And you could gain weight from having the additional sugars. So if you can have them plain, it's even better.
Yeah, clearly that's the best way to go about it. I jumped right in there and you hadn't even moved along your list. Where were we next? I think you said ginger? Ginger
we're
tea?
We're looking at ginger. We spoke about ginger quite extensively the other day. So nice tea for nausea, for digestive discomfort and dyspepsia and those kind of things. So if you have cramps or spasms, even in your body, not just in your gut, that's helpful. And if you have a sore throat, that's the common one to go to with the honey and the lemon.
Yeah.
So it helps to soothe that discomfort in the throat. And you can use either the chopped up pieces of ginger that you can buy from the root. You can get ginger in a tea bag, or you can use the powdered version, the ground powdered version.
And then one that's you like and one that's very popular in my house, peppermint tea.
Yes. Also one of my favorites, again, because of its digestive support. So that you can flavor your water with peppermint leaves. So if you're growing mint in your garden, it's something that you can just steep the water over, and you can drink it hot or cold. In the summer, it's lovely as a cool drink.
Yeah.
And in the winter, you can add it to your tea. A lot of these herbs can be added to, say, a rooibos tea, for example. So you can add the herbs to other teas to give it a combination flavor as well. But as I say, peppermint tea, very nice for digestive. It helps for indigestion, it helps for cramps and spasms, and it helps you to digest your food.
Wow, that's beautiful. And then we've touched a bit on echinacea. Anything more you wanted to add there, Wendy?
Well, the echinacea, again, you can buy it in a powdered form, or not powdered form, but in a dried form.
Mm.
Or you know, if you're brave enough to grow it in your own garden. But it's very good for its antiviral properties. So any cold or flu-like symptoms, the minute you feel something coming on, if you do an echinacea tea, that would be helpful. And it's typically made from the roots and the flowers of the plant. But the leaves can also be, the whole plant is actually beneficial.
Mm.
So any form of echinacea tea would be helpful for those viral infections.
Where are we on our list? You mentioned jasmine tea.
Yes. So jasmine is the one that you typically get at your Asian or Chinese restaurants after you've eaten. They make that from the scented flower, and it's normally added to another tea. So that's another one that where the leaves are added to a different type of tea. So it could be a green tea or a black tea, and it's rich in antioxidants, so it can be useful for just, you know, giving your body a nice boost. It's helpful as part of a weight loss program. It's also good for cardiovascular health, and it has its brain-boosting benefits as well.
Just a quick question. I'm always jumping in here while you're working your way through the list. You mentioned green tea. Many people speak about the health benefits of a green tea, but is that high in caffeine?
Green tea is naturally high in caffeine, but it's lower in caffeine than coffee is.
Okay.
So some people, if you can't tolerate the caffeine, there's actually a hack to get over the caffeine.
Yeah.
If you pour boiling water over your tea bag, and then you just let it stand there for a few seconds, and then you take your tea bag out and you throw that first lot of water away, you can brew your tea then in a second with a second batch of water. And that first exposure to the boiling water leaches out a lot of caffeine with the first, you know, exposure to that hot water. So once you throw that out and then you brew your tea, you still get some caffeine, but you get more of the benefits of the green tea without that caffeine. So that's for the caffeine-sensitive people. Otherwise, you do get a rooibos green tea version as well that can be enjoyed.
I like that, a tea hack. We see lots of hacks for all sorts of other things. Here's a tea hack on a Thursday morning.
Hack for everything.
I tell you what, I hope that's going to get spread far and wide today by our listeners, I'm sure. Good one. Where are we? A rose hip tea.
So rose hip tea is made using the fruit of the rose. I actually had to go and look that up because I've never seen fruit on a rose.
Yeah.
But it's actually the little red pod that you see on your rose bushes. That some rose bushes are obviously grown for this. But the rose bush grows a little red pot near where the flowers have been, and that's called the fruit of the tea. And then they use that, which is high in vitamin C, to make the teas. And it's also useful as an anti-inflammatory, so good for arthritis pain.
Yeah, that's a good one. Another one that I think people would like, together with the chamomile, that can help with some sleeping issues, is passion flower.
Passion flower, yes. So it's also known as passiflora. And it's the stems and the flowers of the passion flower that are used, and very good for anxiety and sleep. You can even find this in a tincture. So if you really have sleep troubles and you need a bit more help, you can use that as part of you can use it in tea, and then you can use it as a tincture as well before bed.
Yeah, so we've worked through your list, added in a few more. Any more teas you want to mention?
So tulsi or holy basil tea is also quite a popular one. This one is known as the elixir of life. It's energizing, it's good for hormonal balance, and it acts as an adaptogen, which means it modulates hormonal functions and it helps us to cope with stress better. So it works a little bit on the adrenal axis as well as the nervous system. So it's a really nice one, and one that is quite common in the natural medicine world.
So that's a fantastic list, and I'm sure there are many listeners this morning, and we'll encourage you, if there's a herbal tea that you really like and that you enjoy, let us know. We want to see who the herbal tea fans are and our listeners this morning. Let us know on our WhatsApp line, 0817291657. So Wendy, thanks. Whether we're making them ourselves and chopping up a few things with some fresh lemon and some honey and some slices of this and that, an exciting little experiment for some people to find out what flavors they like and what works well for them. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Always appreciate it. Off to have a herbal tea, and we look forward to connecting with you again soon.
It's a pleasure, Brad. Have a great Thursday.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.